Good morning, Francis.
Good morning, Nick. How
today,
are you?
I'm well. Nice to see you again.
Thanks.
We're going to talk a little bit this morning about protecting your assets.
Yeah. I let you say that with that great
That's
diction.
My job.
Very
my
good
job diction. Is to say protecting your assets properly.
Yes. So it's story time here this morning.
Okay.
So someone I know who's fairly well off decided to protect their assets by giving all of their money to their children.
Okay.
One of their children is driving down the road, mm-hmm. rear-ends somebody, is underinsured, gets sued, and guess what they own? They own all the parents' money.
And they lose it all.
Pretty much.
It gets taken in the lawsuit.
Yeah. Hmm. So it's not a specifically true story, but it certainly could be.
It could happen.
And I hope it got somebody's attention out there. So the things that we hear all the time, the little sound bites that we repeat.
Yeah.
You know, as you get older, you need to be more conservative. You need to protect your retirement assets. You have less earning years, blah, 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 blah. We all know that,
yeah.
right? But it seems to me that most people feel that their financial advisor has got that covered. My portfolio is balanced. I'm okay.
Yep.
I've moved into conservative investments.
I'm okay. Yeah.
I have annuities. They pay me an income. I'm okay. Yeah, great. Except I want you to start to think about the things that maybe the financial advisor isn't talking to you about. Maybe they are. Things like a Homestead Protection Act or a life estate, a way to give your house to your kids but hold back the right to live there the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a trust if you have enough money to need a trust. So there are things like this that it seems are not in the general the general conversation that a lot of financial advisors have.
Right.
Even if they start to have it to draw the business in, once they've made the money on the products they're selling, that stuff tends to fall by the wayside.
Sure.
So even if you love your financial advisor and you want to keep your financial advisor and keep all your investments exactly where they are, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
But you should open this conversation with them and or an attorney or somebody else that you trust, an accountant possibly, although it's not really an accountant's realm all the time.
Right.
You can always call us and I'll help direct you in that way. But the first thing you need to do is figure out how much you have in assets,
mm-hmm.
whether that warrants a trust or it doesn't. At the very least, think about a Homestead Protection Act on your house. I know we've blogged about that before and we don't have time to go into the detail, but you can call me for the details. This stuff is cheap, free, low cost, whatever it might be. And it is a huge way to protect your assets when you might already think they are, and some surprise, a catastrophic illness,
yeah.
a death, something like that changes your life, and it turns out you weren't as protected as you thought.
Yeah.
So, you know, I say that either being sick or dying is going to happen to all of us,
yep.
and sometimes multiple times.
Exactly.
But only the sick part, not the dying part.
Oh, all right.
But, you know, we all have to bury our heads in the sand. I'm not going to get sick. I'm not going to go to a nursing home.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill myself before I go to a nursing home. I've heard it all, you know. But the reality is we get sick. We're humans,
yeah.
you know, with living, breathing cells, and we get sick and we will sooner or later pass away unless somebody's got something I don't know about, in which case I really want them to call me.
And like you said, maybe your advisor is talking about these things already, but if not, it's okay to ask questions. And if you're not comfortable asking a question of your financial advisor, you're happy to answer questions anytime.
Yeah, absolutely. And even if your financial advisor is already handling it, maybe get a second opinion.
Oh, okay.
It never hurts to get a second opinion.
Yeah.
Some fresh eyes on your portfolio, some fresh eyes on your asset protection plan, and just make sure you're covered. It's really inexpensive and or free to do a lot of these things, and it makes all the difference, you know, mm-hmm. when it comes to the dangers that are out there
yeah.
in our litigious society.
Right. Dr. Francis Ram is the money doctor of Power Down Debt and Power Up Retirement. She joins us every week here on the Valley's Morning Show. If people have questions, they can reach out to you.
Absolutely. They can reach us at 413-774-5555 or visit us on the web at powerdowndebt.com.